Today in the readings, we are reminded again, first of all, of the reality of a good shepherd, St. Paul, who was jealous of his sheep for the sake of God, and who wanted them to do good and to be holy. And so indeed must be the life of the priest, the regular priest. And then in the Gospel, we see once again, which we see very often here, the 10 virgins. Some were wise and some were stupid. The wise one brought not only their lamps, but a lot of oil to wait till the groom arrived. The stupid ones, the imprudent ones, brought their lamps, but just enough oil for a few, for an hour or so, and then they ran out. And then they wanted to receive from the others, and the other men said, no, no, you go buy some, because we may run out too. For this is the spiritual life that we need to prepare for the future now. We cannot wait till last minute. And then it will be too late to go get some oil. And this on this feast day of the great St. Gertrude, a great abbess, Benedictine, related spiritually to St. Mathilda, her teacher, and the other St. Gertrude of Helfta. She herself was to lead many souls through her visions and writings and apparitions that she wrote down to many, lead them to Christ. Her lamp was always lit. And among the things that she left us is a beautiful prayer that we say, or should say, every day for those who are the souls in purgatory, that God may release them as soon as possible. And our Lord, who showed her a vision of herself in purgatory, showed her this prayer and said, if you say this, as many souls every day shall be released as you say. And so, not thinking anything else, she said, well, 1,000 souls. And so he said, there it is, it shall be so. Every time someone says this prayer, you shall release 1,000 souls. In addition, it is also, as the prayer itself attests, for those in my own family it ends. So it also prays for the conversion of one's family. But we need to also pray for ourselves, to make sure that our lamps are full of oil, that is, of graces and preparation for heaven, and that they're lit till the groom returns, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So on this day, we celebrate the feast of this virgin and doctor of the church, St. Gertrude the Great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.